This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
So, Steve, how you doing?
Listen, I was at a restaurant this morning. I wanted to have something to eat.
You go to those things?
Yeah, and I walked in. I talked to the janitor. I mentioned that you are really, your podcast is on fire, and he wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you to get you to be at that restaurant.
I'm there.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to let you know that.
I'm there.
Look, Lamar, but to carry forward what you're saying about Lamar, I mean, I feel bad for him because I think he's getting advice. And I think he's getting advice from either friends or family. And I think that's what's making it a little tough for him because I don't really think this is his, like,
yeah,
waking. He's ultimately making a decision. But his mom's involved. His mom's involved.
Have you met these generational Zs and these millennials?
I don't know. I think it's a family or friend influence that's really driving him crazy. So I'm giving him being the public defender of Lamar for stupidity, right? I'm not saying it's not stupid. Clearly stupid.
It's incredibly stupid.
But I think he's
incredibly stupid. So, and it's so weak in the media all over the place. They play it with like little sop. Oh, well, you know, Lamar will figure this out. Then no, bro. Let him have it, bro. Let him have it. Let him know. Yo, Lamar, wake up, dude. You're dumb. You would have had a contract already.
Oh, look, he's already
been making big money already, dude. Like, it's ridiculous.
He's already lost millions. I mean, what he played for last year could have easily been more.
Yeah,
what he's going to play for potentially this year could be more. The future, we don't know. But last year, he could have played for more.
Well, it's not so much that. Whatever he plays for this year, he's not getting the full guarantees if he just signs the one-year deal because if he blows his knee out and then he'll never get the guarantees that he wants because he wants $200 million guaranteed. And I just don't think that anybody's going to give a running quarterback $200 million. And that's the other part that he doesn't seem to understand since he's not a pocket passer and he can't learn to live and win from the pocket. He can occasionally throw from the pocket, but he can't win consistently from the pocket. And so that helps in guaranteed money. But if I got to give it to a guy that has to run the ball all the time to be effective.
And get his knees blown out,
And take hits on. And by the way, he's missed 10 games the last 2 years. Yeah, dude, I'm not giving you all those guarantees. And that's the part again, there's a lot of ignorance going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we're afraid to, well, not me, but others are afraid to rip him because he's such a nice kid. And maybe they're afraid of, I don't know, they want to get information from him or something. I don't really care. All I'm saying is, wake the hell up, kid. You're doing some stupid shit. Like, man, like Le'Veon Bell. He did the same thing.
Same thing.
And
blew it.
And he ruined his whole career.
He was
never the same player again. He never got his money. And he's a joke from here on out. And he's boxing now. You know, he's trying to make any other kind of money that he can. I mean, it's just, this is the same guy that, you know, brought two chicks over that he didn't even know and then said, oh, girls, I'm going to go for a workout. You guys wait here for me. And then they just, you know, ripped him off completely and took everything from his place. Like he would leave two women that he doesn't know in his home. And then he realizes, oh, my Rolex is gone. Really, dumbass. Well, I wonder why. Anyway.
Oh, Lamar. But, you know, let's just talk about the positive side of it.
We got a Mercedes here on April 1st.
No, it gives a lot to talk about because Lamar is doing this ridiculously stupid stuff. But at any rate, so, I mean, hopefully he figures it out. I think it's family or friends that are twisting him upside down. I also think they can't figure out either Lamar or his mother or his friends or his other family members haven't connected the dots that the Deshaun Watson thing was an anomaly.
Right.
That was a stupid anomaly by, you know, a guy that was – you know, the owner that
another dumbass.
You know what I would tell Deshaun?
Desperate team.
You know what I would tell Deshaun? You could have probably got more. You know, because that guy was desperate and crazy. So people haven't figured that out. You know, do I think he's worth more? Absolutely not. I think Deshaun is going to be like somewhat of a bust in all that stuff, but in that team. But anyhow, that being said.
So what's going on here at the home of the loosest slots in the state?
We have a Mercedes April 1st, we're getting closer and closer.
Amen.
Closer and closer. You know what I mean? Sean, have you driven it yet?
It's, drive it off April 1st.
April 1st, yeah. April 1st at 1 o'clock.
You got to be here between
1
12,
o'clock.
We got to be here at 1 a.m.
Saturday night. You know, we got the...
Not Friday night going into Saturday. You need to be Saturday going into Sunday. Saturday night at midnight, come here, and around 1 o'clock, they'll give it away.
It's the casino clock.
Yeah. By the way, when they do this, because... The first couple of times, there's nobody here on the right. Nobody.
Right. So you have to be present.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So
here's how we do it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, folks.
So we pick five people. See, and we'll pick, and you know, we'll get five people that actually are present, and then we give them envelopes, and then they all stand up there, and then we give it a 1, 2, 3, and all five people at the same time open their envelope, and one of the envelopes has the Mercedes in it.
Okay.
Not the keys, a piece of paper. They're all pieces of paper. Some people aren't touching the envelope or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
You know, so it adds a little more excitement to it.
Right.
But there are people that get called that, you know, like they'll come.
Yeah, but you'll call a name and they're not here.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So you have to be here.
So you got to be here, and there's a good chance that you'll have more chances to win, actually, because there's a chance that a lot of the people that are in the drawing don't end up showing up.
Absolutely.
That's my point. And so, you know, man, what the hell? What are you doing on Saturday night? Come on out. Try to win a Mercedes. You win it. You great. You don't win it. Hey, man, you have some dinner and move on. You had a great night.
Can I have some fun with the car giveaway? Not the Mercedes, but future car giveaways.
Oh.
If you can, I'm just going to ask some of your subscribers. I don't care if it's 2 people, 10 people, 100 people, doesn't matter, 1,000 people. Just kind of feedback in now or in the next couple of hours or any time in the next day or two. What's the nicest car you'd like to see us give away that's in the range of, you know, remember, it's these are $50,000 range car.
Right.
Not, I mean, obviously, anybody can say the,
Maserati.
Maserati or the
Lamborghini.
Exactly.
But right now,
that's a little crazy.
But reasonable car. What car would you like to see Hialeah Park give away?
Yeah, I'd like to know what some of your listeners would say.
Okay.
But I have another. Can I change directions on you?
Of course.
Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
I just want to state it. Did you ever hear of the?
We just had Alec Ingold on.
Oh.
He was terrific.
Great, great fullback. But so what do you think is the definition, you've heard this, of insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome.
Yes.
Now, I know you're going to defend this. This is why I like to get Big O all riled up. Mm-hmm. He's going to get all mad at me now. But we have the same 4 running backs, and we're expecting the running back production to be better. I understand the O-line, but
that's
I don't see the O-line having any major improvements.
Not yet.
So what we have is the definition of insanity.
No.
Our running game is concerned.
No,
I think our defense will be better.
No, because Austin Jackson was injury-riddled last year, and so was Liam Eikenberg. And so those guys hopefully are healthy now. And then they will find out if they can play or not. And they still haven't made, they still may make another move on the offensive line to improve. So remember, we're only a week and a half into free agency. So we've got to kind of take a step back and slow down a little bit and let's see how things develop. How's that?
New line coach.
Right. And a new line coach also. Yeah.
All I'm saying is at this point in time, I agree with you. We let's see what improvements are made to the O-line in terms of free agency. But if there isn't anything substantial, I think we made a mistake by not picking up something. There's a couple of guys. No, there's a couple. No, I'm talking running back.
So who?
I don't know if it was Derrick Henry. It doesn't have to be as good as Derrick Henry.
No, but Derrick Henry, you got to give up picks and a big salary.
I wasn't saying Derrick Henry, but somebody that, look, those 4 guys, I think there's you could rank those guys 1, 2, 3, 4. Get rid of 4 and replace it with a new
who?
Number. There were people available.
Who?
San Diego, the guys at Eckler's available. He's not that much. He's not that expensive.
But you're going to have to trade, and he wants a big salary.
What about what's his name?
They don't pay big salaries for running backs here.
I know, maybe
that hasn't been his MO.
He's only been here 1 year.
No, Greer has been here several years.
Greer. I thought you meant the coach.
McDaniel. And McDaniel wants those guys. Those were his guys.
I guess.
Wilson and Mostert are his guys.
And they were his guys in San Francisco.
Right.
It's almost like that. That's what I'm a little bit suspect in that.
I don't think they were the problem last year.
I'm not saying
it's the offensive line that has to improve. And the coach has to stick with the running game when it's working. He didn't do that last year several times. And that's been a problem for him also. So he's got to improve his play calling on game day. The offensive line play has to improve, and I think the running backs are just fine. I have no problem with the running backs.
I think two of them are average or below. That's what I think. They're average or below.
In this system, they're above average, I think. They're not excellent. They're not stars or anything. But Wilson and Mostert know the system very well. I mean, they average 4.5 and 4.6 yards per carry.
I like Mostert. I like Mostert a lot.
But if they average 4.5 yards a carry, that tells me you didn't give them the ball enough. You didn't use them enough.
And Wilson was a little less than 4.5.
So look, one of the things I've talked about in the last couple of weeks here, and I've tried to shine some light on this, is did they have their playmaking tight end? No, right?
No.
Okay, so they've got to get that, and I think they're going to get in the draft.
Well, no, they're running tight end.
They're run blocking tight end. But they didn't have a playmaking tight end because they need the guy that can block and catch, right? So they didn't have that guy, that part of the offense. So I would imagine they're going to try to get that in the draft and add that element. If you add the element of running and the tight end to go with the passing game, then all of a sudden everything's going to be much better. So for me, what needs to improve are the five guys up front. The blocking must improve. If the blocking improves, and if Mike McDaniel has a better feel for the game, that when he is punching somebody in the mouth, bro, keep punching them in the mouth. You know what I mean? And he didn't do that last year a couple times.
Go, check the logic on this. I don't necessarily disagree what you're saying, but I think your first point is spot on. He didn't run Mostert and Wilson enough. They were getting 4.5 yards.
Right.
You know, you're getting 4.5 yards. So maybe the O-line was adequate,
but it's got to get better.
The play calling was below adequate.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting 4 and 4.5 yards every run, and
as I've said 1,000 times, you average 7 yards a carry against the Bills and 9 yards a carry against Green Bay, and all of a sudden you stop running.
That
was like, what the hell are you doing, bro?
So I'm just a little crazy. I'm not crazy about that, but you kind of shed some light. Maybe it's more McDaniel play calling
and the line.
Yeah, and well, you'll say the line, but
the line has to improve. It still has to get better.
But they did get 4.5, and they just
They did fine, and even Salvon Ahmed. Dude, every time he came in, he popped a run every time. He was always, because he knows the system. And that was the other thing. You went and got Chase Edmonds last year. He didn't know the system. And then he couldn't adjust to the system. And he was part of a zone scheme, but it goes from inside to outside. So it's two different types of schemes. And he didn't adjust. And so that's the danger you also run into, that if you bring somebody in and they don't adjust to it right away, then that becomes a real problem for you. And now you spent money on Chase, which was like $6 million.
Way too much.
And then you had to trade him to Denver.
You had to get rid of him.
You had to get rid of him. And you were able to get Jeff Wilson, who came in for, you know.
They got lucky because they got McCaffrey, right?
Right,
They
had too many backs over there.
I got to give it to Greer. He acted quickly. Once McCaffrey was there, he kind of knew it. But the other can I also ask you about the journeyman tight end? Nice guy.
Smythe?
No, the other guy from Denver.
Saubert.
Saubert.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
He's a backup.
Yeah,
I think the guy they're going for is in the second or third round. I think this is a heavy tight end draft.
Very heavy. So they might be able to get lucky with a good tight end.
The second or third round is where they're getting that tight end.
Which then leads me to, can I just like cry on your shoulder for a moment? Because I know it's not his system, and maybe for his career it will be better, but I don't know. I think they could have altered the system slightly and got The whole getting rid of Gesicki thing.
Oh, you got to let it go, bro.
No, man, I think it was a mistake.
You gotta let it go, bro. You got to let it go. It's not McDaniel. McDaniel's hard-headed. He doesn't want him. And yeah, that's it. And that's the bottom line.
But then why did they franchise him last year? Or did they learn that through the year?
They didn't have a guy. So he said, hey, bro, this guy can make plays. So we have the cap space. It doesn't matter. Let's bring him back for one more year. Try him, coach, and see if you can make it work.
But you called it. You did call what he was going to get paid.
I know.
You know, about $4 million, $4.5
million.
I
said he would have to sign a one-year prove-it deal.
Unbelievable. Like, think about that.
Because you have nothing on your resume the last 2 years that says you're a $15 million player. And so now he has to go back and reprove himself. If he wanted to sign a multi-year deal, he was going to sign an under-market deal. $7 or $8 million.
Maybe
and then
he's going
to be locked for 3 years making plays, and he'll never get that big contract. So he has to go 1 year, and he has to hope Mac Jones throws him the ball. Now, Mac Jones is a conservative player. Mac Jones doesn't take a ton of chances on the outside.
Yeah.
So he's going to work a lot to running backs and tight ends. So Gesicki will have
–
and that system throws a lot to the tight end.
But you're right. And Belichick loves the tight end. But
always.
But there's two of them, right? There's in that system.
Yeah, but they use them.
Yeah, they use them. But Hernandez
and Gronkowski got a bunch of balls.
Yeah, they both were. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because they're more tight end running heavy than they are receiver heavy. Notice. Over the years, they don't really go for front line receivers.
Right.
It's like Randy Moss, and that's it, dude.
Yeah, and a slot guy. They got one slot guy.
Yeah, whatever, Welker or whatever, but Troy Brown or whatever. They never have real special receivers.
They don't have
It's like an Edelman. It's like serviceable guys, decent guys, but they don't go out and get Tyreek Hill, and they don't go out and go get Terrell Owens or something. They did it once with Randy Moss. And they didn't win the title that year.
No.
So he's more into spending his money on running backs and tight ends, or picks on running backs and tight ends.
Yeah.
And plus, they've been terrible at drafting receivers. Oh, my God, have they sucked at drafting receivers. I mean, Edelman was a quarterback.
Yeah. So
Troy Brown was a special teams guy. And those are two of his best receivers since he's been there for 20 years of his own.
Of his own, his own picks.
Yeah, any moron can pick Randy Moss in free agency.
Yeah,
you know, and he got him because he was at low value at that moment because of coming off the Raiders and all that mess.
So I'll leave you with this. Can we just spend a little time on just dissing the whole Aaron Rodgers thing? And why is it taking so long? Tell me why.
It's the negotiations now. Green Bay's got them by the balls. So the Jets now have no options. They have no quarterbacks out there that they can get. There's no one that's going to make them possibly a playoff contender except for Aaron Rodgers. So now Aaron Rodgers says, yeah, I'll play for you. But now Green Bay wants compensation.
Yeah.
And they don't have to pay Aaron until September 1st. So and the Jets aren't going to say, oh, yeah, no, go ahead. Hold out. Yeah. The Jets need him in camp as soon as possible. Even though he may not like to go to mini camps, he may have to go to these mini camps because it's a brand new system. Well, actually, it's the same coach that's running from the one from Green Bay, but it's brand new players. So he's got to get the timing with all those guys. So he's not going to wait all the way to training camp. But either way, you got to sign him as soon as possible or sign him before training camp. So you've got to have Aaron Rodgers in training camp in the preseason. And Green Bay doesn't have to pay him till September 1st.
So what happens if the Jets say, forget it.
But that'll be really interesting because then Rodgers has to decide. Right. Remember, he said
play or retire.
And he said he was 90% retired going into the retreat. And let me tell you something. Are you hiring somebody that says I'm 90%?
That's it. You bounce right into my point. Exactly my words. Like
I wouldn't want to hire anybody.
You and I are running the Jets
fucking
right now.
Sean tells me, yeah, no, I'll work with you. But, dude, let me tell you.
I'm 90% out.
I'm 90% pretty much retired. I'm going to go, Sean, well, what the fuck?
Retire.
Get out of here, bro.
Go retire. Find go some guy that you can work part-time with.
I'm not
going to
hire you, so then you're leaving me in 2 months? That's get the hell
point.
Out of here.
Look, I'm starting
and it's New York, Bubba.
You better
it's
be.
It's New York.
You better be 100%. You better be 100%.
It's New York. So that makes hell look like an ice hole.
So my point is that there's a chance, and I'm kind of, you know, look, maybe I'm just the guy looking for something, you know, exciting to happen, but there's a chance that the Jets say, forget it.
No, I think they're stuck now. They're stuck like Chuck. They have no choice now. What are they going to go do, draft another rookie? They're not going to do that. There's no veteran that's going to bail them out. So right. And they've sold it to their fans that they're getting Rodgers.
Well, wait.
So you just said New York.
But wait a
second. Now the Jets have to go back and answer to their fans that we're not trading for Aaron Rodgers. What do you think they're going to do now?
And we know that the negotiations is horrible.
And by the way, you've been a season ticket holder. You know about this, okay? What do you think those people are doing for suites? Big time. I'm not talking about like some guy buying tickets in the 50,000 level.
No.
The guy that's buying
a suite, two suites.
Oh yeah, Rodgers is coming. Don't worry about it, Rodgers. You sold it to him.
Yeah, buy it before the Rodgers signs, and it's going to be cheaper when Rodgers signs. It's going up.
You sold it to them already. The Jets have put themselves in a position, and the Green Bay Packers know it. They need him there to get in sync with his players. They need him there because they've kind of promised it, and they need him there because they have no other answer, no other option. They've painted themselves into a corner. And Green Bay, also hearing that he's 90% retired, may say, we can take this all the way to the end. That guy might get so frustrated, he might retire and we don't have to pay him.
We'll take him August 30, right to August 30, 31st. So I'm going to stay with quarterbacks and have some more fun with a really more fun quarterback. Is it the greatest lifetime contract you've ever heard of that Jimmy Garoppolo received?
Or are you talking about the offer from the chicken ranch that he can get?
lifetime free sex for the rest of his life.
Here's my problem. It's the greatest
lifetime agreement ever.
Yes and no.
What do you mean no? How can this
Let
be
me
no?
finish. Let me finish now. Let me finish. Okay. So, you're an ugly football player. And you sign this deal, and they offer you the sex, that's actually a great move for you. But when you're Jimmy Garoppolo,
who's not an ugly player,
and you look like Jimmy Garoppolo, all you got to do is walk right outside the locker room at the end of every game and go, ladies, I'm here, and there's like 800 of them that are going to line up. So instead of going to sleep with somebody that has more traffic than the Lincoln Tunnel, maybe you can at least find some other ones there.
I just think here's what I've heard. Okay, I've talked to this is just a round town conversation, and I've talked to mostly women about it. Right? You
probably sound like a creep talking to women.
I said, what do you think about this Jimmy Garoppolo thing? I don't say the whole chicken ranch thing, right? You know what they all say? Oh, he's so cute. Right. I mean,
they watch football and Jimmy Garoppolo's on, most of the women have no clothes on.
Listen, I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm going to invite him over to the house. It's a fact. Do you guys want to get to sex quickly? Put Jimmy Garoppolo on. You'll notice your wife and girlfriend are practically nude at that moment. So, you know, before you know it, Jimmy Garoppolo, through the television, through osmosis,
is actually
doing foreplay for you. You know, it's a beautiful thing. He's doing half the work for you. So he's prepping them for you, man. You can't beat that. Garoppolo is amazing. No, seriously, when you look like him.
I think if you ask 100 women right now.
Oh, God, 99 of them are sleeping with him.
He's the cutest thing in the – I mean, I don't know what happened. He's a good-looking guy, but Jesus Christ.
You need to go look on YouTube. Look, Garoppolo Niner players at Warriors game. It's the funniest scene you'll ever see.
I will see it.
Okay, because that's when he's in San Fran. Okay, he's at the game with Christian McCaffrey, who's a good-looking dude, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, George Kittle isn't really that good-looking, but he's really talented, rich, and obviously in great shape. And then two other Niner players. I don't know who the hell they are. But they weren't, like, gross dudes. They were, like, all dressed nice. They're all courtside at a Warriors game. I shit you not. All the Warrior cheerleaders come by. They all said hi to Jimmy, and they didn't pay attention to any of the other guys.
Wow.
You got to watch that video. It's freaking hilarious, bro. Like, Kittle and Christian are, like, sitting there like they're tripping out that all the women are all over Garoppolo.
We're here too.
And we're here too. And they didn't give a crap about those guys.
Well,
it's like, hi, Jimmy. It's the funniest thing in the world. Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't need the chicken ranch.
No, I didn't say
he has the chicken ranch everywhere he goes.
The chicken ranch is the world is his chicken ranch.
The world is his chicken ranch. Yes, that's well, how good Jimmy Garoppolo is, bro.
Anyhow, enough is enough. Talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, which isn't even football. I mean, we haven't said one word about Jimmy Garoppolo's career,
no,
his future.
None of that matters. You know? None of that matters like, because we all like wish we
his
were
new team.
We all wish we looked half as good as him. We don't want to play football. We just want to look half as good as him. Because half as good as him, you know, we're getting so much action, it's not even funny.
Yeah,
right?
That's unbelievable. It seems like in the last month or so, it's taken on a life of its own, though.
Yeah.
It's not just in sports. It's on every network, you know.
Yeah.
Every,
well, it's
today,
the offseason.
Yeah, Today's Show, everybody's talking about it. This group of people, this group of guys, group of girls. I mean, everybody in the world and kind of a
– It's a slow time right now.
I guess so. Trust me,
the last couple of days I sit here with Sean and I go – Dude, it's been hard to prepare for shows because there's not a lot to talk about. And the Heat and the Panthers haven't been as sexy as they were last year. So that's kind of turned off a lot of people.
World Baseball Classic was fun, though.
It was, but it doesn't draw any interest.
Well, it draws...
Unless you're in New York or Chicago or Boston or the Dodger fans, you have to be in a town where baseball still matters. And the Marlins have ruined baseball for us here.
That's a
so
sin.
It doesn't. And he just gave us a great stat. Like the Marlins drew, what was it, 900,000? 910,000 last year. And these guys drew 470,000
in like a week.
15 games.
This is a sin. I used to go to the Marlins games. And I'd go there and I said,
my condolences, by the way.
Someday, I will see a human being. In the upper deck. like there was, I mean.
Oh, I'm sure there's a stoner up there.
No.
Yeah. There's got to be some dude that went up there just to smoke.
Then he was way up and I couldn't see him. But I can tell you that it was like, are you kidding me? I remember the day I was there, not too long ago, and I'm sitting there with three friends of mine that are super baseball fans, right? And I kind of like going to the game with them. You know, they're just, you know, they know their stuff, right? And I'm sitting there, and one guy says to me, he goes, you know, it's hard. Oh, Angelo runs the poker room. My man, Lorenzo, who's like a rabid Met fan. And Eric, who's another, he's more of a Yankee fan. But they love baseball.
Right.
Eric's the kind of guy, if he's driving down the street, he sees a baseball game, he pulls over, right?
Right.
So we're all, and one of them says to me, I forget who, he says, you know, tonight, the attendance is like, you know, 7,500 here at the game. Their AAA team in Jacksonville drew 8,500.
Yeah.
That same at that moment. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now, and I got to get going because I'm rambling. But I got to tell you, apparently it takes a different set of skills to play shortstop than to run a baseball team.
Yeah.
I hate to pick on good old Derek there, but
well, they didn't spend, and I think that's part of what was coming.
That was his plan, though. He's going to develop staff over 3 years.
But the owner has to also spend now. Derek didn't do a good job with bats.
No.
They found some pitchers, but they could not find enough bats.
Yeah, and even the pitchers, but anyhow. Mercedes, April 1st.
Yes.
Great talking.
Come watch Sean drive away in a Mercedes.
And we'll see what happens. I'm just praying that the Jets say, forget it. We'll tank this year, and we'll go next year, and then it's a whole mess for the summer.
They can't do that because
the season ticket holders will have a –
No, not only that, dude. You're ruining a year for Quinn and Williams. You're ruining a year. All your good players. You actually have a really good defense.
But remember something: the Jets and the Giants, they're sold out for the next 20 years. They don't need anybody to sell tickets.
No, I know, but
they're sold out.
Yeah, but you still need to come through for your fans because you're going to hear it, bro. You're going to hear it.
Dude,
they're going to kill you. They're going to annihilate you.
When I lived in New Jersey, right, I was on the waiting list for Giant tickets for 20 something years. Never, and then I took myself off the. I think, you know, just took them off. It was you don't get calls. Jets are a little more chance of getting. It's a little bit bad. There's so much demand there, they almost don't really need to unless the media beats them up.
The fans are going to beat them up if they don't. If they don't get that quarterback, the fans will beat them up because they look at that team and say, well, this is a team that's a playoff team with the right quarterback. And so if you don't come through, that's
it's going to be tough, but
they have
I'm rooting for it.
They have them by the, you know what?
I'm rooting for it.
All right, my brother.
All right, man. Be good.
Appreciate Thanks you immensely, as
Thank
always.
You.
Thank you,
Thank
my
you
friend.
Thank you so much. And
we'll catch up next week.
Next week it is.
You got it, baby. Thank
Adios.
You. Steve Calabro, baby, the general manager here at Hialeah Park.